Welcome back to Insider Ecom Edge, the show where we dig deep into the strategies that can give you an edge in the world of e-commerce. Today, we're going to tackle a problem that I'm sure every e-commerce business owner out there has faced. It's one of those things that can be incredibly frustrating, and that is cart abandonment.
Yeah, you spend all this time and energy building a beautiful online store, crafting compelling product descriptions, maybe even running ads to get people to your site.
Right.
They add items to their cart, they're right there at the checkout, and then poof, they disappear.
It's like they just vanished into thin air.
Yeah.
And you're left wondering, what happened? Where did they go? Did I do something wrong?
It's a mystery that can keep you up at night. But here's the thing, it's not some unsolvable riddle.
Okay, good.
There are actually concrete steps you can take to reduce cart abandonment and turn those almost sales into actual revenue.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
So let's dive in. First of all, just how common is cart abandonment? Are we talking about like a small percentage of shoppers, or is this something that happens all the time?
Oh, it's definitely not a small percentage.
Okay.
In fact, it's so common that it's almost become an accepted part of e-commerce.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we should just accept it. The average cart abandonment rate across all industries hovers around a staggering 70%.
Wow, 70%.
Okay.
So that means for every 10 people who add items to their cart, only 3 actually complete the purchase.
Exactly.
That's a huge chunk of potential revenue just slipping through the cracks.
It is, and a lot of business owners might just shrug and think, well, that's just the way it is. But it doesn't have to be that way. There are reasons why people abandon their carts, and if we understand those reasons, we can start to address them.
Okay, so let's get into those reasons. Why do people abandon their carts in the first place? Is it just a simple matter of distraction, or are there deeper factors at play?
There are definitely a few key factors that contribute to cart abandonment, and one that often gets overlooked is the payment process.
Really? Payment options? I mean, it seems like if someone really wants to buy something, they'll figure out a way to pay for it.
You'd think so, right? But it's actually more nuanced than that. If you're not offering the payment methods your target audience prefers, you're essentially creating a barrier at the most crucial point in the customer journey.
Interesting. Okay, so give us an example of what this might look like in the real world.
Sure. Let's say you're a Gen Z shopper, super tech savvy, used to the speed and convenience of things like Apple Pay or Google Pay.
Right.
You find this awesome t-shirt online, add it to your cart, and then you get to the checkout page.
Okay.
And it's asking for your credit card number, expiration date, security code, all that stuff. You might start thinking, ah, this is such a hassle. I don't feel like digging out my wallet right now. Maybe I'll just come back later.
I can see that. Especially for younger shoppers who are used to those one-click payment methods, anything that feels clunky or time-consuming can be a major turnoff.
Absolutely. And it's not just about convenience. It's also about trust and security. If their preferred payment method isn't there, it can raise doubts in their minds. They might wonder, is this site secure? Do I really want to share my credit card information here?
Okay, so the lack of payment flexibility isn't just an inconvenience. It can actually damage trust and lead to lost sales.
Exactly. And it's not just about catering to the younger generation either. Different demographics have different preferences. Some people prefer to use PayPal because they feel it's more secure. Others might want to use a buy now, pay later option to spread out the cost of a larger purchase.
Okay, so it sounds like understanding your target audience is crucial here. You wouldn't offer layaway at a sneaker drop, right?
Exactly. And it's not just demographics. Regional preferences also play a big role.
Right, because what works in New York might not fly in New Delhi.
Precisely. So before you even think about optimizing your checkout process, you need to do your research and understand the preferred payment methods of the specific audiences you're targeting.
That makes sense. So it's not as simple as just slapping a Visa and MasterCard logo on your checkout page and calling it a day. You need a strategy.
Absolutely. And that strategy starts with recognizing that payments are just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to cart abandonment. We need to look at the bigger picture, which includes things like your checkout process itself, security features, and even, the psychology of persuasion.
Ooh, psychology. That sounds intriguing.
It is, but we'll save that for a bit later.
Okay, fair enough. So let's focus on that checkout process for now. What are some of the common pitfalls that send potential customers running for the hills?
Well, one of the biggest is surprise fees. You know that moment when you think you've snagged a great deal and you're all excited to check out, only to be hit with exorbitant shipping costs or hidden handling charges at the last minute?
Oh, don't remind me. I've definitely been there. And it's the worst. It feels so sneaky, like a bait and switch tactic.
It is. And it completely erodes trust. Customers want transparency. They want to know exactly what they're paying for up front, not feel like they're being nickel and dimed at the last minute.
So being upfront about all costs is crucial, not just for conversions, but also for building a positive brand experience.
Exactly. Now, another common pitfall is a clunky or complicated checkout process. If your checkout page feels like an obstacle course with endless forms, confusing navigation, and forced account creation,
I've been there too. It's like they're daring you to abandon your cart.
it's a recipe for disaster. People are busy. They want things to be quick and easy. If they have to jump through hoops just to buy a pair of socks, they'll likely go elsewhere.
Okay, so streamline, streamline, streamline. Got it. But hold on, we're in the digital age.
Right.
Doesn't everyone just assume that websites are secure these days?
You'd think so, but security concerns are still a major factor in cart abandonment. With all the data breaches and online scams we hear about, people are understandably hesitant to share their sensitive information online.
Right, if I'm not 100% confident that my credit card details are safe, I'm not hitting that buy now button.
Exactly. So, ensuring your checkout page is secure using reputable payment processors and displaying trust signals like security badges is absolutely essential. It's not just about protecting customer data, it's about building confidence and trust.
So we've got payment options, checkout process, security. It sounds like creating a conversion-friendly checkout experience is quite the balancing act.
It is. But don't worry, it's not as overwhelming as it might seem. We're going to break down each of these elements and provide actionable strategies to optimize your checkout process, reduce cart abandonment, and ultimately boost those all-important sales.
Sounds like a plan. I'm ready to dive deeper into those strategies.
Great. Let's take a quick break and then we'll get tactical. Okay, so let's get tactical and talk about how to actually put these ideas into action. Remember earlier we talked about those payment options, how important it is to have diverse options?
Right, we don't want to overwhelm people with a million choices, but ignoring what our customers actually prefer is just asking for trouble. So how do we find that sweet spot?
Well, the first step is always going to be understanding your target customer, really understanding them. Like if you're selling trendy fashion to, say, a younger crowd, think Gen Z. You've got to prioritize those digital wallets.
Makes sense. Apple Pay, Google Pay, all those.
Exactly. Those are the folks who practically live on their phones, you know? So make it easy for them. The checkout process has to be super smooth on mobile, no friction.
Right, trying to get a Gen Z shopper to pull out their physical credit card. It's like asking them to send a fax. But what about, let's say, you're selling something more expensive, like a higher priced item? How do you make those big purchases feel less, I don't know, daunting?
That's where buy now, pay later comes in, BNPL. It's really taken off, especially with millennials and Gen Z, because it gives them that instant gratification. But it also addresses that, you know, that affordability concern.
Like the modern layaway, but without like the stigma.
Exactly. And the data backs it up. Offering BNPL, it can really boost those conversion rates, especially for those big ticket items where people might hesitate because of the price tag. But you got to remember, demographics are just one part of the equation. We can't forget about geography.
Right, like what works in one country might not work in another.
Totally. So you got to do your research. What are the preferred payment methods in the specific countries you're targeting? Let's say Germany. Bank transfers are huge there, so you better be offering SOFOR or Giropay. In the Netherlands, it's ideal. And in lots of parts of Asia, cash on delivery is still king.
So it's not just about making things convenient, it's showing customers that you actually get them, you get their needs,
Yeah.
and that builds trust, right?
Sure. Okay, so we've covered payment options. But let's move on to streamlining that checkout process. Where do we even start? It can feel overwhelming.
It can. Sometimes those checkout pages feel like they were designed to make you give up.
Right. So first things first, minimize those form fields. Ask yourself, do I really need their birthday or their phone number if they're just buying like a t-shirt?
Unless you're sending them a birthday discount or like a telemarketing call, probably not.
Exactly. Only ask for what you absolutely need and make those labels clear and concise so there's no confusion. Oh, and embrace autofill.
Autofill.
Yeah, you
Darn
know,
right.
let browsers do the work of filling in addresses and payment details. Makes things so much faster and reduces errors.
Makes sense. And speaking of faster, we got to talk about mobile optimization. If your checkout process isn't mobile friendly in this day and age.
Oh, you're practically asking people to abandon their carts. Seriously, test your checkout flow on all sorts of devices, phones, tablets, different screen sizes. Make sure it's smooth.
What about guest checkout options?
Huge! Don't force people to create an account just to buy one thing. It's a friction point.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that.
Offer guest checkout to speed things up. And then maybe later you can incentivize account creation, you know, highlight the benefits like order tracking or exclusive deals.
Okay, so we've minimized those form fields. We've got autofill, mobile optimization, guest checkout. Anything else we could do to make that checkout process super smooth?
Oh yeah, there's more. Now we can bring in a bit of psychology, you know, like using progress bars. It shows customers exactly where they are in the checkout process, makes them feel more in control.
Oh, I like that. Like those you are here maps at the mall. Super helpful.
Exactly. And don't forget to display your return policy clearly and any guarantees you offer. It addresses a big fear that people have. What if I don't like it?
Right. They don't want to feel stuck with something they can't return.
Right. Be upfront, transparent, builds trust, reduces hesitancy. Okay, so we've talked a lot about streamlining the checkout process itself, but now let's talk about security. What are the absolute must-haves to make sure customer data is safe?
Yeah, because security is a huge deal. People need to feel confident that their information is protected.
Absolutely. First things first, work with reputable payment processors. You know, names like PayPal, Stripe, Square, Shopify Payments. They've got a good reputation for a reason. They invest heavily in security measures like encryption and fraud detection.
So it's like having a digital bodyguard for your sensitive information.
Exactly. And make sure you're displaying their logos on your checkout page. Those familiar icons, they're instant trust signals, like seeing a good housekeeping seal of approval or something. But securing those payments, that's just one piece of the puzzle.
Right, because even if your checkout is secure, what if a legitimate customer gets your transaction declined? What about those false declines?
Ugh, false declines are the worst. It's when a good customer, they've got a valid card, they've got the funds, but their transaction gets rejected. It's frustrating for everyone, and it can cost you sales, hurt your reputation.
So it's not just about security, it's about accuracy and having smart fraud detection systems.
Right. Yeah, you need a payment processor with advanced fraud detection tools. The kind that uses machine learning to analyze transactions, spot patterns, and tell the difference between legitimate purchases and potential fraud.
So it's like having a super smart security guard who can tell the difference between a real threat and a false alarm.
Exactly. And minimizing those false declines, it's not just good for the customer experience, it's good for your bottom line too. But remember, even with the best security measures, you have to be transparent.
Right, because customers need to feel like their data is being handled responsibly and ethically.
Absolutely. Be upfront about what data you're collecting, how you're using it, and how you're keeping it safe. Make your privacy policy easy to find and easy to understand. Building trust is an ongoing thing, and transparency is a powerful tool. So we've talked about different payment options, making that checkout process smooth, robust security features, and being transparent with data practices. What else do we need to cover in our fight against card abandonment?
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground already. What else can we do?
Incentives. People love a good deal, and using incentives strategically can be super effective at getting those hesitant shoppers to actually complete their purchase.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
What kind of incentives are we talking about here?
One of the most popular and effective is free shipping. Studies have shown that free shipping is a huge motivator for online shoppers. It can really tip the scales. Now, if offering free shipping on every single order isn't feasible, because those shipping costs can really add up.
They can. So what do we do?
Set a minimum purchase threshold for free shipping. You've seen it before, right?
Yeah.
Free shipping on orders over $50 or whatever encourages customers to add more to their cart to reach that threshold, and it increases your average order value.
Win-win. What other incentives can we use to, like, sweeten the deal?
Discounts. You could offer a discount or a reward for using a specific payment method. Say, give a small percentage off if they pay with a digital wallet like PayPal or Apple Pay.
Oh, smart. So it's about aligning incentives with behaviors that benefit both the customer and the business.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of limited time offers and exclusive discounts. That feeling of urgency or scarcity can be really motivating. Got to get it before it's gone. But key point, always be transparent and clear about those terms and conditions.
Right, because nothing erodes trust faster than hidden fees or confusing fine print.
Exactly. When you're using incentives, make sure your customers feel like they're getting genuine value, not being tricked.
Okay, so just to recap, diverse payment options, a smooth and streamlined checkout, robust security, transparent data practices, and strategic incentives. That's a lot to keep in mind.
It is, but all of these strategies, they work together. They create a checkout experience that's not just about getting the sale, but about putting the customer first.
So by focusing on meeting their needs and making things easy and enjoyable, we can turn that checkout process from a point of friction into a smooth and enjoyable experience that makes customers want to come back for more.
Exactly. It's about building relationships, not just transactions.
All right, so we're back and ready to dive into part three of our deep dive into cart abandonment. We've talked about those practical strategies, you know, like payment options and checkout optimization. But now it's time to get into the nitty-gritty of what's really going on in those shoppers' minds. We're going to talk about behavioral science. The psychology of online shopping.
Yeah, this is where it gets fun. Because even if you've got all the technical stuff right, there's a whole other layer of influence happening. Subconscious stuff that can make or break a sale. It's like a secret weapon most e-commerce businesses don't even know about.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about these subconscious influences. How do we tap into this hidden layer of persuasion?
Well, one of the most powerful techniques is social proof. You've seen it everywhere. Customer testimonials, reviews, as seen in sections, even just displaying how many people have already bought something.
Oh, for sure. I'm way more likely to buy something if I see a ton of other people have already bought it.
Yeah.
It's like walking into a packed restaurant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just assume it must be good.
Exactly. It's that whole idea of if everyone else is doing it, it must be the right thing to do. We're wired to follow the crowd, especially when we're not sure what to do. So if you can show off those positive reviews, highlight user-generated content, or even just slap a bestseller badge on a product.
It's like giving those hesitant shoppers a little nudge, that extra reassurance that they're making a good choice. Okay, what other psychological tricks can we use? I mean, ethical persuasion tactics, of course. We want to nudge people in the right direction, not manipulate them.
Of course. Well, creating a sense of urgency or scarcity is another really powerful tool. Think limited time offers, flash sales, countdown timers, even just subtly mentioning that stock is running low.
Oh, I totally fall for those. Limited time offer. Must buy now before I miss out. My brain doesn't even have time to think logically at that point.
It's FOMO, fear of missing out. And it's a powerful motivator. By introducing that element of scarcity, you tap into that primal urge to act fast. It's no longer about, should I buy this? It becomes, must I buy this now, now?
So it's not about being tricky. It's about creating excitement, making people feel like they're part of something exclusive. Okay, any other psychological tactics we can use to enhance the checkout experience?
Absolutely. Framing and anchoring is a good one. It's about how you present choices and how that influences perception of value. So let's say you're selling a subscription box, and you've got three tiers, basic, premium, and deluxe.
Classic good, better, best pricing strategy. What's the psychology angle here?
It's all about how you price those tiers. If that deluxe tier is way more expensive than the basic tier, guess what? That premium tier suddenly looks like a pretty sweet deal.
Ah, so it's all about perception. The deluxe tier is like an anchor.
Right.
Making the premium tier seem like a bargain in comparison.
Exactly. Another technique that plays on our biases is loss aversion. We humans, we hate losing more than we like winning.
Interesting. So how does that apply to, you know, getting people to check out?
You can subtly frame the decision in terms of potential loss. Instead of just highlighting the benefits of buying, you also subtly emphasize what they'll miss out on if they don't buy.
So instead of just saying, enjoy free shipping, we might say, don't miss out on free shipping order now.
Exactly. It shifts the focus.
Yeah.
Makes the purchase seem more urgent.
It's amazing how much is going on in our minds when we're shopping online, even for simple purchases.
It is. And the good news is, if you understand these psychological principles, you can create a checkout experience that feels good and also, you know, subtly guides those shoppers toward hitting that buy now button without being unethical, of course.
So to sum it all up, creating a truly effective checkout experience goes way beyond just the technical stuff. It's about understanding the human element, the psychology behind our decisions, and using those insights to nudge people in the right direction.
Well said. It's about data-driven strategies, yeah, but also about understanding human behavior. That's how you create a checkout that really converts.
And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into cart abandonment. I hope you've all found this exploration as fascinating as I have. We've covered a lot of ground, but the key takeaway here is don't be afraid to experiment. Test different approaches and keep refining your checkout process. That's how you keep those sales rolling in. Thanks for joining us on Insider Ecom Edge. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive into the ever-evolving world of e-commerce.